BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's podcast, more bangers, and it's 2-2 so far this week. Emily, our sassy listener, is on Real or No Real. As Pete Tong's show is from Miami tonight, we use that as a perfect excuse to play our occasional Pete Tong game. And what apparatus do you take with you on a night out?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
1. Abby from Inverness is the first texter of the day. She says, "Hey Mills, I've listened to Chris's speech, your bridge, twice on the radio. Each time I was absolutely overwhelmed with emotion. However, I did watch it on social media today and I did not feel the same emotion as he just kept looking at the paper the whole time and made no eye contact with people there or the camera." I'm not being funny, but you couldn't memorise that speech, Abby. And as long as it works on the radio, like, we just provided a little extra insight there by filming it for Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it was worse than that at the time because I had some of it written on one little bit of paper.
Oh, this is
Some of it on my phone. And
some of it on your hand.
The third part of it was on another bit of paper. So what you can see throughout the speech is me sort of moving between all three of those things. And also, very last minute, and not many people would know this, I got a... one of the guys who works on the show had a very quick look, like a very quick skim read over the speech. And there were, like, literally seconds before you came back to me at the service station,
there was something that was deemed unsuitable
for
the speech.
Told me to remove. And it was a fairly, what I thought, prominent bit of the speech. It was one of the most important bits. But it was deemed to be unsuitable
and
risk.
And looking back, I'm glad that you did take it out because... the consequences probably not would have been pretty awful, actually.
No, I look back at it as well, actually, and even I realised that it was an error to keep it in. But that was, I mean, that was seconds before. Do you remember how panicked I was?
I was listening to you down the line, which you couldn't hear on the air. I was just listening to you off air, and you're like, "What do you mean, take that bit out? I'm about to do it." Like, yeah, and I think that did stress you out a little bit, and maybe made you waver slightly.
But yeah, there is a video. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook of the speech. It wasn't the best delivered speech.
No,
but
I think
that's
it was.
Not really the point.
No,
is
I
it?
Think you're doing yourself a disservice there. I actually think it was very well delivered. I keep remembering that I actually have got a bridge. It's quite cool,
isn't
it?
It's cool, isn't it? How many selfies are you getting from people that are going there and taking pictures with the plaque?
This is constant. All the time I'm getting them. Okay, right. So, it's 2-2 this week on Bangers. 2-2. One of us is going to pull it out of the bag at 2:40 this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Exciting about Pete Tong in Miami tonight, and then Danny Howard there tomorrow from 4 p.m.
It's just massive, isn't it?
It's huge. So Miami, Florida, the Magic City. I didn't know it was called that. Did Pete Tong make that up, or is it actually called the Magic
City? Maybe, but if Pete Tong says it, it's true.
I believe every single word he says. He says it, like, if Pete Tong says anything, it's just like, yep, okay, it's called the Magic City, I get it. So they're going to be playing you all the dance tracks that you will hear over this summer, whether it's going to be at a festival or if you're going to go to one of the resorts like Ibiza, or you're going to go like out to Zante or Cavos. These are going to be the tunes that you will hear all summer long. So if you love dance music, tonight and tomorrow are your two destinations to hear the massive tracks that are being showcased in Miami. What happens every year is DJs and producers from all over the world, like the best, the cream, they all get to Miami and they all kind of show off their new music.
I like you calling them the cream.
The cream.
The cream.
They are. So tonight from 10 o'clock with Pete Tong, and also tomorrow afternoon with Danny Howard from 4 o'clock. In honour of Pete Tong, the Lord of the Dance, we are going to do another round of the Pete Tong game a bit later on the show. Sometime the next half hour. You know the game that we've played once before?
It's so silly.
It's a silly game, but what the team here do is they take bits from Pete Tong's show. Now, some of them are actual DJs and producers. Some of them will be in Miami and on the show tonight, I would imagine. Some of them are just random words that have been stitched together from another one of Pete Tong's shows to sound like they're a DJ or producer, but they're actually fake.
Mm.
Our job between us and your job at home is to work out whether they're real DJs and producers or completely made up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
International Radio 1 this week is in North America. Hugh Stevens has been at the massive South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, just soaking up all the new bands and artists that are there. And tonight, live from 10 p.m. on Radio 1, Pete Tong is in Miami. Now, what they do in Miami every year is all of the DJs and the biggest producers in dance music in the world, they all head to Miami and they showcase their brand new tracks. So it's a load of DJs and producers in the same city, and they all get to kind of show off their wares for this year.
They call it a conference.
It's not a conference.
Which it amuses me, that title, and there's been a lot of chat about why it's called a conference.
Yeah, it's not really a conference. It's more of a like a party on the East Coast. And Miami just lends itself to like that kind of dance music. It's always sunny. There's loads of open-air clubs and bars. It's just cool. Pete Tong tonight from 10 p.m. in Miami. You will hear new tracks that you will then hear all across the summer on the radio, in Ibiza, at festivals. Tonight's show features music from Armin van Helden, Jackmaster, Kölsch and Joris Vaughan. All huge names in dance music, am I right?
Yes, totally.
How do you know that?
Because I trust your judgment on that, because I don't recognise them all.
Okay.
But this is the terrible thing, right? Because I recognise a couple of those names, but I'm sure all those names are huge names in dance music because Pete Tong tells us they are.
And if they're not, they're going to be. So all massive names in the world of dance, okay? But for me and you, and also a lot of Radio 1 listeners, probably haven't heard of them before. So I thought, ahead of tonight's show from Miami, let's do another round of the Pete Tong game. Do you remember this?
Yeah, this is really good. But I think before we play this game, we should apologise to anyone who are big fans of these DJs or artists.
Yeah, we're not being disrespectful.
We're not. We just don't know them.
And it's a good idea for a game. So what's happened here is the team have cut out bits of Pete Tong's previous shows where he introduces DJs. So some of them will be real-life DJs that Pete Tong absolutely loves.
Yeah.
But sometimes what the team here have done is they have stitched random words together, like edited them together from Pete Tong's show to make them sound like DJs, but they're just fake.
When we played this game last time, it was really hard to work out which was real, which ones weren't real. But let's give it a go.
And neither you or I know whether these are real or not, so no. We've got to kind of guess. We'll work together on this.
I think that's best.
Let me know how you do on 81199. That's my text.
Can we ban all tweets to us as well, saying, "Oh, how do you not know about so-and-so?"
You will get the dance heads on, but that's what comes with the territory of this game.
That has to happen, and I respect your knowledge if you are a dance head.
So, is this first one a real DJ that's been announced on Pete Tong's show, or is it just some random words edited together from Pete's show to make it sound like a DJ, but they're not? Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, listen carefully.
So moving on to this week's Essential New Tune, let's get it unveiled. The man responsible is socially mediaing, and this tune has been buzzing around on the underground for the last couple of months.
It's really hard.
Oh, is the name of the artist socially mediaing?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I wasn't sure if Pete Tong had just got the phrase wrong for saying, like, he's been talking a lot on Twitter. You know, I've never heard of someone socially mediaing.
The man responsible is socially mediaing.
No, I'm not having that. That's not someone's DJ name.
It's so hard, though, because the music's in the background.
Yeah, well, they've put that on to make it sound like Pete's show.
It's well clever as well, because this isn't just Pete Tong reading random names. It's where these guys have actually cut this stuff together.
And also, with Pete Tong, he's got such a believable voice and is like the most trusted man in all of the dance music. But I believe it anyway. I believe what he says.
Oh.
I'm saying...
I've not heard of a DJ called Socially Mediaing.
And it's quite a rubbish name. So I am going to say this is made up. The team have stitched this together from random words.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you.
I've just been passed the answer. And I can tell you that Socially Mediaing is not a DJ or dance producer.
Yes.
So we got it right.
Well done.
Okay, is this next person that Pete Tong is announcing a massive name in the world of dance and we just don't know about it? Or has it just been edited together like the last one?
Camel Fat in the background. This is class.
Did he say Camel Fat?
Yeah, how did you hear that? I heard Camel Fat.
Camel Fat in the background.
Yes.
This is class.
That can't be real.
Camel Fat.
That can't be real. Well, for one, I've never heard of a DJ called Camel Fat.
Well, all the Camel Fat fans will be on now.
But but how can you name yourself that? How have you come, right, if this is real, how have you come about a name like that?
There are weirder DJ names.
Go on.
I can't think of them right now, but there are.
They're not. Camel Fat.
I reckon this is probably a real one.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think it might be. Do you think it's Fat, P-H-A-T? Oh.
I genuinely can't tell if this is a real one or not, because everything about the name makes me think it isn't real. Oh, no, but it sounds...
Camel Fat in the background.
I think it's real. Listen to his voice. He says it with such conviction.
Do you think?
Yeah,
I don't think it is real.
Oh, we'll go with you then, shall we? If you're convinced.
I can't see that as a DJ name. Okay. And also, when you listen to it, something about it doesn't sound quite right to me. Give it one more go.
Camel Fat in the background.
Oh no, but it is. He does say it confidently.
What are we going to do?
I don't think this is real.
Okay, let's go with you then. Okay, just been past this. Oh, they're a mystery DJ and production duo, but they are called Camel Fat.
So it is Camel Fat in the background?
Yeah, I should have stuck with my instincts. They can be devastating with the bass. That's what it says online.
If you are a Camel Fat fan, a Camel Fattist, will you let us know how they came about their name, please?
Danny Howard, Annie Mack, Gorgon City, Pete Tong, all massive fans of Camel Fat.
Really?
What about this one?
Monkey Safari in the background, how good is that?
Why is it always in the background? Monkey Safari in the background.
Monkey Safari in the background, how good is that?
I mean, that sounds real, doesn't it?
It really does sound real. Monkey Safari.
I don't know what's worse, to say that an artist or DJ that does exist doesn't exist, or to try and claim that we think someone like Monkey Safari is real and they're not. Do you know what I mean? It's a tricky one, this, isn't it?
I'm edging towards real.
Yeah. Monkey Safari.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be a thing.
Have you heard of them? That's the first question.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Monkey Safari.
Sorry.
I do think it sounds... I mean, it's not a ridiculous name, is it? It's not two random words stitched together.
I'm not sure this game is making us sound that cool. It makes us sound like we're not hipsters. And that's a worry for me.
Well, maybe we just got to give each answer with confidence and hope that we're right from now
on. Okay, let's say Monkey Safari is a real dance act.
They're so real, yeah, Scott. Totally right.
So real. I've just been told that Monkey Safari are real.
Yes.
It's brothers Lars and Sven. They're from Germany. Are you aware of Saturday Night Fish? That was one of their projects.
The Saturday Night Fish project?
It's not like Ant and Dec. No, it's like a thing they did on their record company.
All right.
East Germany, mate.
So they're cool.
Super cool.
You queue up for the Monkey Safari.
Yeah, they like sell out.
Do you, I mean, when people are out and about in Miami and they see these names on like... Does someone like Monkey Safari draw a crowd?
Yes.
For the right reasons. It's not that people think there is a petting zoo in Miami.
No. If we were out with Danny Howard now, he'd be like, oh, Monkey Safari needs to go and see them. And we would follow him like sheep.
We would we?
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. But with a name like that, like if I heard Monkey Safari were in town, I'd be excited, right? But I think that's because I was getting to see some monkeys.
Oh, Chris, stop it. You're making it sound uncool again.
You know those safaris where you go see the monkeys and they steal your windscreen wipers?
It's not that.
Have you seen that video as well? Monkey on the roof. Seen that kid? Well, good. Monkey on the roof.
We've got one more on the Pete Tong game. Real dance act or producer? Or just random words edited together from Pete Tong's show?
Still so much hot music to come on tonight's show. We're packing the tracks in before B-Traits at 1. But right now, it's time to induct. The show was a bit long, but the after parties were interesting. Into my Hall of Fame.
Now, what part of that is supposed to be the DJ?
B-Traits is a DJ.
Yes.
I know her.
This is... I'm ready one. Yep.
No, I'm saying I know her. Okay. I've met her a few times.
Right, but let's hear it again.
With her, Scott.
I know. Let's hear it again.
She's awesome.
And let's see what part of those words might be a DJ or dance act. Listen carefully.
Still so much hot music to come on tonight's show. We're packing the tracks in before B-Traits at 1. But right now, it's time to induct. The show is a bit long, but the after parties were interesting. The Into My Hall of Fame.
That's absurd. See, originally, I thought the artist might be packing the tracks.
No.
It's a long one, this one. I think he's claiming that he's inducting into his Hall of Fame.
This is the dance act.
The show is a bit long, but the after parties were interesting.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not having that.
That's obscene.
No. That is ridiculous.
That's, I mean, yeah. No, they'll never be inducted. This is wrong.
They'll never be inducted into Pete's Hall of Fame.
The show was a bit long, but the after parties were interesting. The Into My Hall of Fame.
And also, I can hear the edit.
It was a good attempt. I mean
how stupid
do they think we are? Do you know what I mean? It's not even like... You could have got away with packing the tracks, I think, into that, and it would be more realistic.
But right now, it's time to induct... The show was a bit long, but the after parties were interesting. The Into My Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not. Let's find out. No, completely made up.
Oh, surprise.
As we thought. That is not a DJ or producer.
The show was a bit long, but the after parties were interesting.
They won't be playing tonight on Pete Tong's show. But you can hear the cream of new dance music tonight from 10 p.m. from Miami with Pete Tong, International Radio 1. It's a good game that now and again, isn't it?
Good. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hi, Jess, who's just demolished a packet of chocolate that rhymes with Wix. I've just left the tea off. And says, I'm ready for bangers now. Oh, yeah, we're going to get them out at 2:40.
Mm. Tense as well today, because 2-2.
I know.
I'm surprised it's a draw, actually, but it has been explained to me. I did appeal it. I did say, is this a lie? For fake tension, but it's not. You won the first 2 days.
That's right, I did. I'm not letting you forget that. Katie says, hey, Scott Mills, I'm in Illinois. Any words of encouragement for my two materials presentations in interior design class today? Good luck.
Good luck. Go for it.
Go for it. There we are. Bit of encouragement there. All the way to Illinois. Hope that helped. Wednesday's show seems like a beautiful dream now, doesn't it?
We did a lot.
We did a lot, and I was here, and you were opening, if you will, my new bridge, which is the walkway over the M3 motorway at Fleet Service Stations, dividing north and south, and access to all of the amenities either side. So many selfies. I'm getting so many selfies every day from people that are checking out the plaque on the Scott Mills Bridge.
It was a funny day, and it was a glorious celebration as well. They laid on a little bit of a party for it.
I had a balloon arch.
Made an opening ceremony of it. Rod, the CEO of the whole place.
You did a cracking speech, quite emotional speech. I'll tell you what was a surprise hit, though, and people seemed to love it when we did it at the time. When you went, you know, the wooded area where all the truckers sit in their trucks.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not much to do at service stations aside from have a bit of food, go to the toilet.
And then you're like, OK, I'm going to be here for 3 hours. So we decided to do a horn dash where you got all the truckers in the car park and the surrounding woods to honk their horns.
Yeah.
And the video is on Facebook and Twitter right now. We didn't even know this was being filmed, but a casual bystander called Darren filmed it on his phone and sent it to us. So thanks for that, Darren. We thought that moment had been lost forever, but it's not. It's there. Thank you for filming it on your phone.
It's really funny when you see the video as well, because we've put what was going out on the radio on top of the video, so it makes it, you know, gives it far more sense. But in case you missed this, this is what happened on Wednesday.
Okay, Chris, you've got 90 seconds, all right?
Okay, I'm ready.
Fleet Services horn dash, go!
Let's go! Come on, then. Hey, do the horn! That's one. I'm just doing the arm. Yes!
Keep doing the arm.
This way. How do we get round here? Wait, one sec, there's one round here.
Do the side.
Yes! People are very accommodating.
Oh, there's one of that.
There's one. Just doing the arm thing at him. Yes!
Yeah. Oh, another one! Whoa.
There's another one there.
Oh, wow!
Horn that! Hey! Loads of them doing it! Yes! I'm not even having to do the arm
this
thing
is amazing.
Anymore. I'm just running past them, it's glorious! Do the horn! Do the horn! Hey! Do the horn! Horn!
Hey! Oh, he's listening to how out of breath he is. Oh, I need to get to the gym.
Anyone else?
Listen to your little feet.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Now you're begging it.
I think I can get one more.
Time's running out, Chris. Come on. Nearly horn. A minute.
Horn!
Oh! Hey. Time's up! Oh. Well done. The video is good, isn't it?
It's such a stupid game.
You and your little feet there running around the Fleet Services car park with all the truckers.
It looks weird. When you watch the video, it looks kind of... I actually don't know the right way to describe it, but it's very strange watching me sort of run in amongst the lorries.
Horn!
Scuttling around.
Horn! So, yeah, all happened in the Fleet Services car park. That's on radio on Facebook and Twitter right now. People loved that when we did it on Wednesday, you know? And well done to Chris. He managed to get 15 men to blow their horns in just 90 seconds.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it how they went all nice guy at the end. And then before that, they're like... Asking Alexandria and the Black on BBC Radio 1. Lewis and Eastbourne says, do not ever try to reverse park to that track. I know. It does sound like he swallowed the microphone at one point. Do you know what? That you wouldn't think that would be me at all, but I didn't mind playing that.
I think it's because you quite like the middle bit where it went tiny bit pop.
It did. Awesome to hear some Alexandra on Radio 1. Such dirty guitaring, says Alex in Lincoln, straight in my basket. You wouldn't expect Asking Alexandria fans to use the phrase straight in my basket, but one of them just did. Dan in Essex says, nice to hear some really heavy stuff on Radio 1 outside of the rock show and Annie Mac. I'm really liking this. Asking Alexandria and the Black.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's like, what was that angry goat music you played before? It was Asking Alexandria, the track, and it was called The Black by Asking Alexandria. That's the name of the band. The Black is the name of the track. Quite a few people are asking about that, I think for the right reasons.
Mm.
I think it just took a lot of people like off guard. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Kirsty.
How can I help you?
I would like to press my buzzer for the best thing of 2016.
Do you want to press your buzzer on the best thing? You only get one chance to push it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I think it's worth it.
For what?
For the horn dash.
Did you enjoy the horn dash with the truckers there?
I loved it. It was brilliant.
What was the best bit?
Hearing you say, oh, listen to his little feet.
Okay, you sure you want to press it?
I want to press it.
You can't say anything else is the best thing ever of 2016. Okay.
Yay!
Yeah, there we are. You can't say anything else now to the new year.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Luke Hambry, who accidentally called his girlfriend Chief this morning. She's not happy. So, Sophie, you need an apology there. Luke says, sorry for calling you Chief. Just happens sometimes, doesn't it? All right, Chief. I can't imagine responding well to that if I was Sophie.
No, but then contacting a national radio station for an apology seems, I don't know, calling someone Chief, is it really meriting that kind of level of apology?
And also now I've said on national radio that Luke called his girlfriend Chief today, so could have made it worse. That was Jeezy and Bibberexa.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh my, I am so up for this today. Right, let's get your weekend started with an absolute banger. Hello, Becca from Bath.
Hello. Hi.
All right.
Hi. Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
So you are 20 and you're a biology student and you are going out tonight.
Yeah, being a typical student and going out two nights in a row because it's the end of Easter and it's some friends' birthdays.
Okay, so what?
Have to make the most of it.
How many friends' birthdays then?
Well, it's one of my friends' birthdays tonight and then two of my friends' birthdays tomorrow. So it's like, it's a big occasion.
And are you heading out in Bath tonight?
Yes, we are.
Let me guess. Are you going Magic Bar?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Magic Bar. Although every time I've been so far, there's never been any magic.
Same with me. No actual magic. But it does happen at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it, honestly. How can you name a bar, like the Magic Bar, and say there's going to be magic, and then you go in and there's not even any cards, like there are no magicians, no hats, no rabbits coming out of hats, like...
Well, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight will be the night where you finally get to see it. And then what after? Where would you go afterwards? Like a club or something? The Bridge?
Yeah, we'd go to Bridge. Bridge is the place to be. Mm. So,
I just know everywhere.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you two have bonded. Mm. So so let's bring this competition on.
Okay, so this is what I'm going for today. This is my banger. I'm presenting it to you now. Brace.
Okay, I'm ready.
Come on,
in
it.
This is a tune, I have to say.
Right. American Boy, Estelle, and Kanye West. Imagine hearing this on a Friday, nice and loud on the radio.
It is well good. This.
If this came on tonight, I mean, I wouldn't. I think a few slut jobs would be in order.
Yeah.
Or, well, all I can do is tempt you with something slightly different.
Okay.
This is Madian Icarus.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking later on in your evening, this is the kind of stuff that you want to be hearing.
Yeah, she's got Estelle in Magic Bar, and then she's got Madian in Bridge.
She's got Madian in Bridge. Okay, this is a tough one. You've thrown a spanner in the works there, Chris.
Yeah, I still feel like a bit part in this conversation, though.
Why?
I think I know where you're going to go.
But no, hang on.
I urge you to consider this properly.
I'm gonna really think about it. I'm thinking about it, and I feel like I've come to a decision. But I feel like I don't want you to think that I'm going to be biased just because Scott and I have bonded, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we just had a nice chat. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're just becoming friends. What can you say?
Exactly.
okay, so I think I'm going to have to go with American Boy.
Yes! And he wins the week.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. American Boy. Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday.
It is a good song, but I remember, controversially at the time, thinking that that was rubbish. I think it's actually got better with age. I did not like that song at the time.
It sounds good now.
It does sound good now, but at the time I was like, what's this?
Although I don't think you can say this is brilliant when you're slagging off the choice that I had earlier in the week with Will I Am and Cheryl.
No, it's on a different level to that.
Heartbreaker.
No.
Similar.
You can't. No, it's not.
It's similar.
No, American Boy is way superior to Heartbreaker. Will I Am and Cheryl's, no, it's not their finest. This is what I like about this game, though.
This song brings back a memory of... It's Smithy's favourite song as well in Gavin Stacey, isn't it? He does the rap.
So is. What a banger. Nicely played, Scott, says Neil in Mansfield. Robbed Chris, says Jim. Thinks banners needs to happen later on a Friday, Millsy. I've just gone to get my coat to walk out of work to a pub and then realise it's not finishing until five work. Callum in Manchester there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On yesterday's show, I did promise that we'd chat about any items or apparatus that you take with you on a night out, or one of your friends does. Like one of your friends, Chris, who takes a pair of binoculars out with him.
It's just so he can see the queues down the other side of the town centre.
And Ollie, who told us he takes a notebook out to try and write down people's numbers. Anyone else take items?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amazed the amount of people that actually go to a great deal of effort to take things with them, apparatus or items with them on a night out. Food seems to be one of the major ones. Laura always takes an emergency banana in case she gets hungry.
Emergency banana. Yeah, there's a few people saying sort of snacks halfway through a night ago, but I didn't realise people sort of brought them along with them.
Ellen the Generous. I like what you've done there. Ellen the Generous on Twitter. I pack a breakfast bar and also sneak off about 2 a.m. and then scoff it to see me through the night.
Scott, you're going to love this one, right? This is from Alex in Southend. This is unreal. So me and my pals have adopted a care package idea sort of based on the game Call of Duty, which you won't know much about, Scott, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this package consists of mouthwash, plasters, water, energy bars, painkillers, a list of everyone's phone numbers, a phone charger, and a book of Bear Grylls survival tips. Right, and then what they do with this package is it either goes in the designated driver's car or if no one's driving, they stash it somewhere in town.
What, so in case someone needs it?
Yeah, so I guess the idea is at any point of the evening, if one of them feels slightly lost, malnourished, I mean, what else is in there? Just needs to freshen up a little bit.
Painkillers, phone charger if their phone dies.
They can go find the care package, which has been hidden in an alleyway somewhere.
That's mad.
Under some stairs, and go sort themselves out.
More apparatus. Liam, his mate, takes a shopping trolley out for their coats to save queuing for the cloakroom. That's not true. Where are you going to get a shopping trolley in? What bar takes those?
What do you mean? So he gets the shopping trolley...
This is his mate. Takes a shopping trolley on the night out, like a little granny one, for their coats to save queuing for the cloakroom for hours.
But they're allowed to bring the shopping trolley into the club.
I think it's like a granny one, you know, like the little tartan ones.
Oh.
Not like a full-on trolley off of Wazda's.
Oh, I was thinking a Wazda-style trolley.
No. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you take any apparatus with you?
I don't, but some of my friends do.
Oh, so this is a friend, is it?
Mm. Yes.
Okay. So imagine it's you and them on a night out. You haven't bought anything, but what have they brought along with them?
Some of them wrap cocktail sausages up in tissue and put them in their bags.
Why?
Because they get peckish.
What, just for hunger purposes?
Usually for hunger purposes. There has been one occasion where one of my friends tripped up outside a club, so the bouncer wasn't going to let her in. So she basically got one of the cocktail sausages out of her bag and started to eat it. So that she was sober again.
Oh, and he let her in. He saw her eating a cocktail sausage and thought, actually, she's fine.
Yeah, I thought she'd had too many, but actually that cocktail sausage is going to sort her right out.
Yeah, come in.
Yeah, please come in.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so let's put cocktail sausages on the list of apparatus on a night out. Excellent.
So how are you doing those? Sorry, just to check, you're wrapping them up in tissue and putting them in your bag.
She isn't a friend.
Oh, yeah, they're not going straight in the bag. They're being wrapped up in tissue.
Of course.
Okay, Alex, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of girls take toilet paper out because pubs and clubs just run out.
Yeah.
And another guy called David takes out just a couple of sheets of loo roll. That's quite sensible, actually. What about Nancy on Twitter? Sometimes takes a berry and a baguette out with her in case she suddenly has to pretend to be French. Bonjour. On a night out.
Why the sudden need to be French?
Well, you never know when you need to be... Like, sometimes you're like, oh, I need to be more sophisticated here. I quite fancy them. Bonjour.
So you claim to be French just because you have a baguette and a beret on?
Yes. So she takes sometimes... I mean, I don't know if she's making this up, but sometimes she does take a beret and a baguette out in case she suddenly has to pretend to be French. We've all been there. Hello, who's that?
It's David.
What do you take with you on a night out, David?
It's not me. It's my friend.
Oh, it's another friend.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not you?
No, it's definitely not me.
Okay, what does your friend take as apparatus on a night out?
He takes a torch.
A torch?
Yeah.
What, is that in case it's, like, dark and his phone runs out and he can't use the light on
That's
his phone?
That's a good idea. To get back home safely, use a torch.
I don't know, it's something completely different.
Okay, well, what else would you use a torch for?
He does this, like, take-me-out style game at a nightclub.
Take me out?
Yeah, you know the TV show with Paddy McGuinness?
Yeah, yeah, but how does that work then with the torch?
Well, he goes up to random girls and he keeps his light on for girls he likes and turns it off.
Brilliant.
What does he do? Put it under their chin?
Kind of, yeah. They get a bit freaked out by it and they go, oh, I take you to Fernando's.
Oh, no.
No likey, no lighty.
Yeah, exactly that. And the girls are a bit freaked out, but...
And then sometimes he turns his torch off.
Yeah, which is a bit mean, but...
It is quite mean, but no meaner than the show.
Exactly, yeah.
Mind you, they don't know that they're in any kind of show.
They haven't signed up to it.
They're just in a club.
That's the point. Okay, so we're bringing a torch and a night out as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, David. We'll add torch to the list.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, so we've got torch there. And also baguette. And a beret. Just in case the French thing happens.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hannah from Burnley's been on, and this is not the only person that said this. Talking about apparatus. It's really annoying people how we're saying the word apparatus. It's actually apparatus, but I don't know why we started to say apparatus.
I think it just sounds funnier when you call it apparatus.
Yeah. Some people are like, can you stop saying apparatus? Okay, I understand what you're saying. Hannah from Burnley takes out a fake engagement ring just in case she needs to let a guy down nicely.
That's, you see, I don't like that idea. There's a few other people saying that they take torches, but it's mainly for communication.
Yeah.
So if you've lost your mate in a car, and this is, that is a good idea.
It is.
You sort of look out for the torch.
Yeah. Ellie says, if a random walked up to me in a club and pointed a torch at me, be it on or off, I don't think I'd be very happy. I know what you mean. But he's just having his own game of take me out there. Molly says, I've taken a head massager on a night out before. It's a real crowd pleaser. Actually, I have also done that.
Is that the one with the sort of the legs?
I believe. I can't remember what they're called. Something a-tron.
Something-a-tron.
Yeah, and I remember taking that on a night out with me, and it was an absolute winner. People were loving life with it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Emily.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Happy it's Friday.
Very happy it's Friday. Off work today.
And how are you filling your day, please?
Well, I had a doctor's appointment, which was less than fun, but the rest of the day I'm just chilling out.
So. Ah, is that what's going on then? It's not a real day off. You've not booked the day off, but what you've said to work is you've got a doctor's appointment.
It's all day.
You've timed it well so that there's not
much
point you coming in.
No, here it is. It's my doctor's appointment was at 11:30 and I commute to work and it's like an hour and a half away, so no point.
Okay, cool. But this is the best feeling, right, when you've got a long weekend?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yesterday I was actually ill, so I feel like I'm owed a day to, like, just enjoy not being ill.
I totally agree with you.
Weekend.
When you're ill, you're like, well, that doesn't count.
Mm.
No, it doesn't count.
And where do you live?
Well, I live near Milton Keynes, but I work in London. But I must stress, I do not live in Milton Keynes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I heard you talking to someone else from Milton Keynes. You were less than kind.
Is that true?
No, there's a lot to do there.
It's true. Scott hates everyone from Milton Keynes.
No, I don't. Don't like, put words in my mouth.
That's the thing.
It's what? Not.
Why do you think he hates people from Milton Keynes, Emily?
You made that up.
There was someone on the other day that was from Milton Keynes. You're giving him a hard time. But it's fine, because I'm not from Milton Keynes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you think Scott would hate people from Milton Keynes.
I have talked about
Milton... very kind.
No, I've said that there is a lot of roundabouts, and the roundabout will take you off to places like Delivery Point A.
Yeah, it's actually quite good for navigation. If you're like me and you get lost all the time, because it's just a grid system. But where I live, there are substantially less roundabouts.
Yeah.
So just to confirm then, are you still off ill at the moment, or is this now your weekend?
No.
Because I'm not sure you should be playing...
This is a legitimate day off, so it's all good.
Okay, got you.
Because I'm not sure you should be playing real or no real if you're actually off ill. I'm not sure it should be allowed.
I think... What I'm less sure about is whether you should be implying I'm taking a day off on National Radio.
Yes!
You're sassy.
No, I like that. Give it back.
Back in your box, Chris.
Yes! Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let's play today's Real or No Real with Emily.
Pub quiz team Storming Norman are so good, they have been banned from their local pub.
Now, if I was on a pub quiz team, I reckon I'd get banned.
Why?
Because I've got some skills.
And what would they be?
I have got some skills. Well, I've written my own pub quiz once.
Right.
So that's, you've got to have a certain kind of brain to be able to do that. I worked in a pub and had to write the pub quiz one week and decided, for reasons I still don't know, to do a whole fish-themed round, which went... I didn't really read my audience.
Out of every subject you could have chosen, why did you go for a fish round there?
I still don't know. I think there was a reason at the time, but, yeah, I'm not sure. But do you want a fish question?
Yeah, what, yeah, I was going to say, what were the type of questions?
So, which cosmetic products commonly contain fish oil and fish scales?
Cosmetic? Not like vitamins?
Yeah. No, cosmetic.
I'm going to go moisturiser.
I'm going to go shampoo.
The answer is nail varnish and lipstick.
Actually, quite a good question.
Thank you very much.
We could have had that for real or no real, but you've just messed it up.
You know the eggheads? I imagine that they all go to a local pub together and quiz together.
Yeah, just hone their skills.
I think all the chasers do as well. In fact, I know the chasers do because the vixen and the governess, they do pub quizzes together all the time because that's how they got found.
But they always get super easy questions.
On what?
On the chase. Is that your conspiracy?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory.
Ooh. Okay, so Stormy Norman, this pub team are so good, they've been banned from the local pub. Chris, real or no real?
With a name like that, it does sound like a nerdy pub quiz team, so I think this is real.
Emily?
I think it's no real.
That one is real.
Nick, Graham and Norman, who make up Stormy Norman, have been banned from their local pub quiz so that someone else stands a chance. And here's your next real or no real.
Louis Tomlinson's Bebo page has been uncovered, and his interests include colouring in, girls aloud, and Cocoa Pops.
First of all, Bebo.
Hello! Did you have a Bebo?
No, I had a MySpace, though.
Face party?
Face party.
Face party was niche, Scott. Like,
really
we both mention it, but I don't think as many people are on it as we think.
I thought it was just some special name for Facebook. Is that an actual thing?
Yeah. No, this predated Facebook. It was just when social media was sort of starting to figure out these networking ways. And it was a strange place, Face Party, but it did exist.
It does sound niche. I've never heard of it.
How old are you, Emily?
22.
Yeah, you ain't got no clue about Face Party. But on Louis' Bebo page, do his interests include Cocoa Pops, Girls Aloud, and my favourite, colouring in.
Well, colouring in back in fashion these days.
I know, as a stress reliever.
Yeah, ahead of the curve. Obviously, Girls Aloud, we know that Liam likes the fan.
Yeah, there's definite One Direction interest in Girls Aloud.
He likes Girls Aloud.
I wonder if Liam had, like, posters of her.
Definitely. I was saying this to somebody the other day in the pub. He definitely had pictures of Cheryl Tweedy, Cole, Fernandez, Fassini on his walls.
Do you reckon he had a calendar?
I had a calendar where it was as if I'd won the X Factor. My mum got it made for me especially, and it was like had pictures of my CD and things like that. I was the winner of the X Factor.
Where did you get that?
That's well good.
I don't know. Mum has her ways. I don't know how she did it, but it was magical.
Right, so you, like, the calendar was you as the winner of the X Factor?
Yes, that's right.
That's so good. I want.
That's so good because I've heard of people making calendars where it is pictures of themselves and their family, and it's generally for other family members. But I love the idea that you would have a calendar which has been photoshopped.
Dedicated to me and me alone.
Yeah.
What do they do? Just cut off Leona Lewis's head and put yours on?
Well, yeah.
Do you know what? One day that might end up in a jumble sale or something like that, and people will think you're just a forgotten X Factor contestant.
Yeah. Just a who?
Yeah. Emily, real or no real?
Real.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Louis' Bebo page has been deleted. However, new photos from his profile page have emerged, showing him as a teenager wearing silly sunglasses and looking quite sultry in the woods. Emily, I know that I'm kind of interrupting your day off, but you're right to stay there a minute.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, I'm just enjoying playing real or no real. Back with you in a sec.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have our next real or no real fact.
In a bid to increase funds, Premier League football club Manchester City have released a club-branded bra.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I mean, the only people that are going to be wearing that are the fans with moves.
I think that's unfair.
I think that's fair. I mean, if you... Look, you're not women, but if someone bought you a bra, that would be a deal breaker. You'd have to bin them off immediately.
Why?
I'm not... No. No, don't even ask me why, Scott. Don't do that. You know why.
Okay.
Right. So if... Sorry to offer up another view here, and I'm almost scared to, Emily.
I would be.
But I was told that it's sometimes a good present to give on Valentine's Day. And if they happen to be a Man City fan, then maybe that would be appealing.
No, I think the more common instance is going to be people that have an interest in football. I don't know, say Fernando might have an interest in Watford. And then they're trying to push that onto an unwitting girlfriend that doesn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
This is them trying to make it like, oh, but honestly, I got it for you. It's for you because you love them. Well, no, we don't love them. And we're not going to love them just because we've got them passed all over our underwear.
I hear you, sister. Right, you listen to our show quite a lot, yeah?
Yeah, I'm normally on the podcast, but I'm listening live today.
But whose views do you agree with more generally when you're listening, me or Chris's?
I'd say Scott is more of a soul sister. I think that we're probably more on the same wavelength.
That's what I thought. I was just checking.
Was there any reason behind that, or is that just to kind of...
No, just because it's just because of all the answers you've given to these real or no reels. I've worked you out. And I like
you've
it.
Got my number.
I think that was totally the right answer as well there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just back to the point. Like, I'm not happy with this whole bra situation.
All right, hon. So, but they're trying to increase funds. So it's Manchester City. Have they released a club-branded bra? Chris?
I hope for their sake not now. So, no reel.
No reel.
That one is real.
Uh-oh. Oh, for God's sake. Such a bad loser.
You haven't got any. The sky blue Manchester City bra can be bought online, amongst other women's nightwear, including, you're going to love this, Emily, a onesie, a dressing gown and some Man City slipper boots.
Look, I'm all for some memorabilia. I was a big repper of the Spice Girls pyjamas back in the day. Mm-hmm. But football, no.
Okay. And at the end of that round, of real or no real?
Oh, Scott, it's so low scoring. I got 10. Emily, you got nothing.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
You're meant to be good at quizzes.
I know.
Not this one.
Look, I've played long before and I've done okay, but...
I know.
It's all what happens on the day, isn't it?
It is. It's what happens on the day. All right, well, listen, good to speak to you. Have an amazing long weekend.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the show.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So many good text comments coming in about Emily, including a former Eggheads winner who wants to catch up with her. All the offers. Emily is great. I want to marry Emily. Sounds a bit high maintenance. Bit of a diva. Excellent, excellent, excellent tweets to end the week. And what a week it's been. I won't wang on about it too much more, but they did actually name a bridge on the M3 at Fleet Services after me. This week on the show, it was called the Scott Mills Bridge. There was a speech and everything.
Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in Fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge.
More stuff like that Monday from 1, or if you can't listen live, get the podcast.